What's up, everybody? This is the Monday Mass. I know what you're thinking. Is this the world's greatest action sports podcast? Well, it's one of them.
And the disclaimer.
It's one of the best.
Disclaimer today.
Yeah, we're early, huh?
We're early, and it's also April 1st, which means it's open season to lie on this podcast. Every subject is you find the lies. You find the truths. Find the truths.
I like your glasses, Todd.
Oh, these?
Wow.
Oh, these are spy.
Oh, look.
These are spy optics.
Well, I brought my sunglasses in too. These are actually prescription.
Yeah, these are too.
Look at the coverage here. What's up? Hey, what's up?
Does it look cooler?
Well, let's just go ahead and start. This podcast is presented by Spy Optics. See, Todd and I both have our Spy sunglasses on with those happy lenses, and we're fully sponsored, and it's so great. It's like, I mean, for me, as a guy who wears glasses 24 hours a day, it's a great sponsor to have. It's March 25th, 2024, and guess what, Todd? We've got a brand new sponsor, and it's just in time for spring break and summer.
Did you say that because you're trying to be funny?
No, this is not an April Fool's joke. Let me reiterate.
It's actually March 25th.
An April Fool's. Oh, hey. It's April 1st. Look at it. So here's. Let me just let you guys in on a little secret here. Here's what happens. Monday morning, Todd and I wake up bright and early, usually around 6:30. We text each other, and it's the same text every Monday. Podcast at noon.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then, depending on the week, I'm either getting the kids out the door to school, or I am walking the dog or whatever, and then I come to the office, compile bullet-pointed news items about surfing, skating, snowboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Todd sleeps until about 11.
No, I don't.
Then he
That's a goddamn lie.
Wakes up, showers in jean shorts because he's a never nude. And then he just kind of strolls in here and starts talking shit.
Isn't that's God, if it was only like that.
Right? It's like that.
Do you have any
sunblock?
No, I'm gonna hit up the.
Here, I got sunblock. Right,
I'm gonna hit up the internet too. Yeah, I ate some super salty.
Let me see your eyes.
Super salty.
Oh, jeez.
Super salty food last night, and I've got like psycho bags into my eyes this morning.
Did you sleep?
I slept, but you know, like sometimes like super salty foods. Well, for me,
yeah,
just gives me bags under my eyes.
So, what about if you put
cucumbers?
Preparation H.
On your
I know you have Preparation H
on your face.
Yeah, you put Preparation H under your bags like that, and because that's technically, I think that's what it does to the hemorrhoids and the sphincter butthole region.
Then why don't
it tightens it up?
Then why don't people use Preparation H on like if your knee is swollen?
We've got a new sponsor, folks, and this is exciting. Not yet.
I'm just going to reveal.
We got a new sponsor. This is very exciting. So we are now presented by Sunbum.
No one can see that.
This is great.
Hey, it's about time.
You know, it's
Sunbum.
This is great because this is actually something Todd and I use and love. Like all of our sponsors, we use and love all the products, but
what is that?
This is very important because
is that deodorant?
I mean, they have so many products.
They have a lot
of
products.
This is what you're going to be wanting to use for surfing. That is, this is the 50, the Julian Wilson face stick.
Is it the darker stuff?
It's got a little tint to it.
Yeah.
Perfect Todd tint match right there. So basically, we have a ton of sunblocks and whatnots. We got all kinds of stuff from our friends at Sunbum. They're going to be with us for a long time to come because this is what we do, dude. We're in the sun all the time. Look, we got Sunbum towel. We got all this stuff, and I'm gonna just keep a lot of this stuff in my van. So if you see me and you need sunblock, I will personally rub it in for you. Thank you, Sunbum.
Hey,
very stoked to have you guys with us.
We're gonna reiterate. Chris is keeping it in his van.
Yeah. So come in my van, and I will rub sunblock on you any day, anytime. You got to be 18 and over though. So that's Sunbum at Sunbum. So much more to come from our new partners, Sunbum. We talked about Spy, Opus Footwear. At Opus Footwear, we've got some beautiful models right behind us for skateboarders, by skateboarders. I just dropped a video on Friday back on my adult swim bullshit, but guess what? Skated in these.
Whoo!
Todd, these are good skate shoes right here.
You like them?
They're just simple, effective.
I like the ones that don't have laces. I can't be bothered with laces anymore.
That's Todd's go-to. Those are the slip-ons. Anyway, Opus Footwear, at Opus Footwear. Hit me up. We got a code for that. Mammoth Mountain. Just packed up my kids' snow gear. And a lot of people that I've talked to, Todd, are going to be spending their spring break at Mammoth. They just got a ton of snow. You've got time to get in your car and get up to Mammoth. It takes about 5 hours to get there. And it's a scenic drive. You can cruise the whole way and have a good time. And you will be riding POW ASAP because Mammoth is wide open. Have you heard any reports from our friends and family at Mammoth?
It just snowed again.
It just snowed again at Mammoth Mountain. Check the reports.
And like our ad block is usually right around 5 hours long. So then by the time you're pulling into Bishop, we're just finishing up the ad block.
Perfect. Perfect. A lot of people, you know what? I feel like the Monday Mass is the go-to podcast for people driving to Mammoth.
It's one of the best ad blocks that also features light podcasting that anyone has.
It's an ad block about nothing. Hanson Surfboards, at Hanson Surfboards, just had a big old sale. And I want to thank the Hanson the rental shop in Hanson Surfboards for hooking it up, hook the boys up. Because basically, do you recommend buying stuff for kids or renting stuff for kids?
Yeah, well, there's like
both, a little mix.
Kind of a little bit of, but what depends. If you don't go that much, there's really no reason. And there are like a bunch of different, like Hanson's is great. You can go there and rent through through the rental program they have there, which is awesome. But if you don't happen to live, and this isn't a sponsor plug, but it's actually something kind of cool.
Like anti-sponsor us? No. Are you going to get us canceled by a sponsor?
No. If you go places, there's this. What are you doing?
Just go. Just keep
during going. The natural selection, we were kind of hyping up this Sendy.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
It's like a Sendy. It's an app, and it's kind of like a gear swap, a rental thing.
Is it incendiary?
It's actually pretty cool. I like that idea because, you know, with kids and the amount of money it costs to buy them, you know, snowboarding is not cheap. So why not save a couple dollars on your gear that they're going to ride? And they're really going to take two runs.
Well,
you're a lot like a kid.
I want to recommend people go to Hanson now because all the gear is on sale. And they had a big sale over the weekend. I'm sure there's a ton of items left. You can go to the website as well. Hanson Surfboards, at Hanson Surfboards. Todd, you got Machu Picchu energy over here?
We do. I need that.
What do you need?
It.
Why do you like it?
Because
sell it to the...
I'm going to.
Us, and then we sell it to the people.
Such a jerk. It's a
A jerk.
I have been trying to cut down on sugar.
April Fool's.
But the best part about it is, you know, there's no sugar and it doesn't, you know, I don't know. I don't get as gnarly of a crash with this. If I drink one of these midday for my midday pick me up after my 13 coffees in the morning, it actually works.
It works, huh?
It does work.
I had a Machu Picchu right before my Bruce Springsteen concert.
And the crazy thing is we get a bunch of Machu Picchu and it's always gone.
Well, we
like,
drink.
It always is gone. Like at my house, it's gone. Like my kids take it all.
Right. Yeah.
So there's that.
We need more.
Kids love Machu Picchu.
We love it. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. The Dana Point Surf Film Festival is coming at Dana Point Film Festival. Endless Summer and Dana Point Film Festival together. This is the annual Ocean Film Festival held from May 2nd to May 5th. And this just in, Friday night at the Dana Point Film Festival at the Salt Creek location is Volcom Night. So we're going to show Volcom movies. I'm going to be hosting. My band Sunbender is playing. I'm sure Volcom peeps will be there to give you a bunch of free Volcom stuff. It's going to be awesome. You know the hill at Salt Creek?
Mm-hmm.
So the stage and screen is at the bottom of the hill. Everybody comes out, lawn chairs, blankets.
Cool.
It's just an overall awesome time at Dana Point Film Festival. At Dana Point Film Festival on the gram. Get your tickets now. It's going to be super fun. There's tons of different locations and rad stuff at the Dana Point Women's Club, Station Craft Brewery, Dana Point Sailing Center, Salt Creek Beach, et cetera. That is the Dana Point Film Festival. Friday
All right,
night,
and now we get into the podcast. Oh, or is
no,
there...
I got some Cote dates. Yep. Well, what do you have to promote? I'll let you promote something.
I don't have anything to promote.
Ken Block Day.
Yes.
Is there a webcast for that? How can people get involved if they're not in Park City?
I believe there is a webcast.
It's 4-3-2024.
4-3-2024, and it's the 43i Institute. It's Ken Block's legacy charity that he has, and it's going to be a really good time. Like I said,
Todd's hosting. I am co-hosting.
We're hosting at night because there's an actual a live auction with crazy stuff up for auction. And there's going to be, it's going to be a great time. If you're in and around Salt Lake, there's a lot of people going. There are some insane musical acts that are happening there.
Like surprise acts?
Surprise musical acts. lots of who's who's. And that day, during the day at Woodward Park City, is really cool because you can go there and we're going to do this Mountain Lab throwback with me and Grenier and Eddie Wall. And it's, the weather's supposed to be so
beautiful.
Insane.
Bluebird.
Yeah. Like in the 50s, both Tuesday and Wednesday. And so then,
I need to bring a snowboard?
Are you not bringing a snowboard? Well, actually, you know what? Don't.
I'm actually not getting there until like mid-morning.
Yeah, don't. Just don't.
So I bring boots?
No.
And borrow a board?
No.
No?
No. We just bring a snow skate. Or you can borrow a snow skate there.
I'm going to go to Hanson's and buy some.
That's it, but we're gonna have more.
Okay, so I have a solo set coming up at the Together San Diego Flood Relief Benefit Show at Garage Collective on April 6th with the Slashes, Dead Feather Moon, and B-Rail. You can go to @TogetherSanDiego on Instagram. It's going to be a super cool and fun event for a great cause, helping relieve fellow San Diegans with their flood damage and whatnot, getting them back in their houses. I'm also DJing an all vinyl set at Soda Bar with the Paranoids and Croker. That's on
Crocus?
Something. What is that? April. What day is it?
Croker?
Is it April 1st?
Did you say Croker?
Croker.
Not Crocus.
April 4th. I'm DJing at Soda Bar. Sunbender is playing April 10th. Dude, I'm on tour of
Jesus
San Diego.
Jesus Christ. Is there anything that you're not going to promote right now?
Sunbender is playing April 10th with Vito and the Trees Infinity Eyes at Casbah. People
Good
live
Lord.
For my self-promotion. Surf News is brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. Hanson Surfboards, everything you need. And guess what? Hanson Surfboards does have Sunbombed. Oh, Todd, you're going to like this. When are you going to Mexico?
May. What's
that? So Sunbombed doesn't just make sunblock and whatnot. This is an actual surf hat.
Okay, can you wear that the rest of the podcast?
Dude, this is... Have you ever... Like, if you're going somewhere tropical and you don't have a surf hat... This seriously, Sunbum cares about protecting you. You can get all this Sunbum stuff at Hanson Surfboards, of course. But check this out. Like, you're not going to get sunburn in this hat.
Not on your head.
No.
Everywhere else. You're going to have a sick chin strap tan.
Yeah, so this is rad. Okay, so what do we got here?
But before we get into...
What happened?
We can talk about what happened at Bell's, but we can also talk about
Do you want to start with the controversy?
The breaking news.
Okay, what's the breaking news from Bell's?
There was a big controversy at Bell's. It was apparently some of the worst judging ever, according to one person.
Hold on.
But wait.
I'm blown away about what you're about to say.
Why?
Go ahead. Keep saying.
I would just like to, I would like to give a big shout out to Gabriel Medina. He penned a very heartfelt apology to the WSL. It just came out this morning.
And to the judges, yeah.
To the judges. He said he was very sorry for the way that he spoke about them when he was up on the glass. It was, he was very humble. He
apologetic.
Apologetic, very complimentary of the person that beat him. And
yeah. Well,
April Fools, he's a dick.
To me, the most surprising thing was that a surfer complained about the judging, which, I've never heard it before.
I'm just kidding. I think that whole thing is insane.
So, again, here's my point. Here's my point with the judges, okay? I understand Gabriel's want for progression to be rewarded. We all want that.
Yeah, but he laid down in the water.
And you know what? It's like, I always lean on this, right? The judging panel at the WSL, the ISA, these big events, right? There's five experts in their field. This is what they do for a living. They are experts. There's five of them, plus a head judge. So I get disagreeing, but how is your one opinion on yourself more valid than
all I can say?
Five experts.
Yeah, okay, whatever. It's like,
you know, I will always defend the judges.
I'm just like, look, you look like a turd when you do that. Like, I don't care if it's skating, surfing, or snowboarding. If you do a post heat interview and you just straight bitch about the judging like a little baby, like look, okay, I get it. Everyone is on either the receiving end or the other end of it, and it's like, it's your job to go out there and fucking kick ass. Okay, and like,
don't leave it up to the judges.
Sometimes the judges are going to go your way, and sometimes they're not going to go your way. It's a subjective thing. Look, the Olympics. Look, Ayuma just went and fucking got pissed and was like, "Fuck you guys." But like,
wait, so hold on. That story just came out of nowhere, out of context.
Give no, us
a,
not really.
A quick run, not a really. Quick brief if precursor.
I'm just saying, like the, you know, the he's like, this is the worst judging ever. Well, I would disagree that going for the gold medal in snowboarding and the judges basically forget to add a seven is probably
that was controversial.
Probably controversial and maybe a little bit worse.
And what did Ayumu say in his post run interview?
He didn't say shit.
What did he do?
He just went up there and backed it up.
There you go.
I'm just saying, like, it's like, don't, and it's, look, you're not doing. You already have kind of a sussy reputation for being whiny.
Well, it's really hard because I get, like, I have this love for Gabriel Medina that I started in a low place, and I've told this story before. I didn't care for him.
His surfing is amazing.
And then
he kind of comes off as a douche.
Yeah, it's like he built up this I go, "Oh, he's actually super cool." And then it's like he goes up and up, and then something like this happens. And
well, maybe,
like,
you know, he might
making it hard for me.
He probably is super cool, but sometimes competition brings out the worst in people. Like, you know, it's like when you're not in the jersey and you're just chilling and having, you know, just talking shit. And I'm sure he's great. I've never hung out with him at all. I have no context. But I will say this is that sometimes. Like competition brings out the absolute worst in humanity. Well, especially like when it doesn't go your way and you're in the heat of emotion and you let that emotion come out and you bleh in an interview.
Well, like, it's not going to do anything either. That's the whole thing. It's like, I understand the passion, the emotion, the complaint. I get it. But there's a better way to do it, right? And whatever. Like, I'm not on the championship tour. I don't know how it feels to lose like that. But at the same time, it's like, I just don't see it as super blatant and super obvious. And I think Cole Hausman won that heat. If you don't know what we're talking about, Medina, Cole Hausman were in a heat together. At the end of the heat, Cole was winning. Or Medina was in the lead. Cole got a wave. Mm-hmm. Medina thought that Cole was overscored.
Do you think that Cole would have, like, if he was defeated by Medina, do you think he would have said that?
No.
It's just weird. Like, stop acting like you're fucking sitting on a cactus. Like, just take it on the chin, move on to the next one, and go. Yeah. And shut everyone up. And
just win,
just fucking win.
Well, the waves were not great.
No, the waves were like beacons.
The waves were not great that day. But overall, it's been a very entertaining contest. I've been enjoying it. The Bell semifinals, and to me, the waves are kind of being overshadowed by the cool underdog stories that are developing.
Right? Who did I say was going to win this event?
Who did you say was going to win this event?
No, I want to hear it from
I
you.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I said Medina was going to win or John.
Well, I will just. I'm just going to wait. I'm not even going to say it.
Okay.
I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to let. I said Ethan Ewing was going to win.
You said Ethan Ewing's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's out.
I thought he was still in.
Good job.
When did he get knocked out? I didn't see yesterday.
You want to know who's in the semis?
Yeah.
Okay. Good call, though, Todd. Ethan Ewing's really good.
Wait, who's still in?
This is what I'm talking about. This is an underdog
April Fool's. I didn't say that. Who's still in?
Okay. Men's semifinals. This is pretty rad. Cole Hausman, Matthew McGillivray.
Okay. I didn't say either of those guys.
I'm saying those are two underdogs. For them to get this far is epic. This is rad. This is a great story. Goofy versus Reg. These are two, like, you know, power surfers, blue collar rippers. This is going to be fun. I'm going to go ahead and give. This could be. This is probably going to happen today. April 1st. I'm going to give Cole the edge. His backhand is gnarly.
What about Griff against
Griff and Cole Pinto is the only non-underdog. So the other semi is Griff versus Rio. Rio, total underdog, but he's been on fire. His best year yet. In that one, man, I love both those guys. I'm going to have to give the edge to Griff.
What are the waves supposed to be like?
I don't know. Kind of a medium-long, mushy right with some wind chop.
I think Griff's got the advantage.
Elite. Don't know. Mm. We'll see, actually. I'm not going to be one of those negative Nancys. I think the waves are going to be great. I'm going to watch every second of it. I'm going to say Griff's going to win that one, and it's going to be an all San Clemente 2% final with Cole Hashman versus Griffin Colapinto. And hopefully they do something fun, like take off Switch on their first wave or something. That'll be good. Okay, women. Women, not much of an underdog story because these are all superstars.
Wait, I think this is a decent comment.
Okay.
This why don't you go ahead and we have comments coming in also by text, so we know that people are actually listening. Read it out loud.
This is from the Czech Republic, and he says, the sad part is Gabby fires his millions of followers up and creates tension, not only for the WSL, but for everyone involved. I agree. And
make judging great again.
MJGA.
Look, cry is free, okay? Fuck.
Oh, my God. And I have those.
Do we have any more of those stickers?
Yeah, somewhere. This office is a mess.
God.
Yeah, look. Five experts in a room with a head judge. They're talking about it. I'm not saying they're all perfect, but when five experts disagree with one expert, I'm going with the five experts.
Would you stop the steal?
Yes.
Right.
Storm the
judge's tower.
The women's semis is pretty rad. Joanne DeFay versus Brisa Hennessy. Caroline Marks versus Caitlin Simmers. I mean, four amazing surfers. I'm saying Brisa Hennessy is the most improved surfer over the past 3 years. She is going off, leaning into her heels, power surfing. That matchup is sick. Power v power. And Caroline Marks versus Caitlin Simmers. This is golden right here. You got the world champ going up against a future champ. I can't wait to see what happens.
I got to ask you a serious question.
Okay. Is this April Fool's?
Nothing to do with surfing.
Or April Fool's.
When you're in light of all of the weird Boeing shit with like doors like flying off.
Yeah.
Just shit happening.
Okay.
Okay. Do you feel more or less confident when you're sitting near an exit row now with the like, where do you like to sit?
I didn't even think about it. There's nothing. It's out. Once you get on a plane, it's out of your control. When they ask you, oh, are you going to help? Like, you're not helping. I would.
Do you ever?
You wouldn't.
You get on a plane, do you ever, like, look at who's in the exit row and you are like,
you're like, there's no way they're helping.
There's no fucking way that person is doing anything.
Well,
I feel like maybe that's a bad thing to, like, judge a person like that. But there's definitely been times where I've looked at who's going to be directly responsible.
Who's saving
your
life?
Opening that door. Opening that fucking door. And they do not look like they have a... No, it's just not going to happen. Like, if I have to depend on this person to open a door at a grocery store, I think we may be in danger.
19-year-old influencer with oversized headphones, like, staring into a phone, and the plane just, like, crashed, and they're just like... Oh my God, this guy is trying to climb over me and get out the door because the plane's on fire.
I know.
LOL.
Yeah, LOL. Wings on fire.
I will say we've all seen the videos and all the crap that flight attendants go through. And as a guy who is in love with somebody who used to be a flight attendant, I want to say please respect your flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them candy, you know, bring them chocolate.
Chris has a secret. Look, there's a secret code to this that Chris, you recently told me about. Tell everyone about the code.
Oh, about bringing like
the chocolates.
If you bring chocolates or like a bag of Skittles, you know, gummy bears, if you give a small gift to the flight attendants, the staff on the plane when you get on, I'm not saying you're going to get preferential treatment, but you're going to make that person's job that's hard a little bit better.
How soon do you think that there's going to be a option to tip the flight attendants?
How soon until there's
it'll be like 45, 35,
34%.
I just think that once people exit their car and start walking towards the airport, 90% of humanity turns into total assholes, idiots.
You wanted to say another word.
Fuckers. Anyway, be nice to your flight attendants. I don't know how we got on this tangent. That's why it's an action sports podcast about nothing. Last week, we want to apologize. I got a really angry phone call.
Really?
From Kelly Slater. You know, he had just lost his heat, Bells, and everybody was telling him, hundreds of people were telling him, wow, the guys on the Monday Mass are naming your daughter, your new daughter.
Shelly
Slater. And we were wrong. This is not an April Fool's joke. It's a boy.
It's a boy?
Yes. I think.
What do you mean you think?
I think I saw that on Instagram.
Was there a blue balloon?
Now, do you have any name recommendations for a boy Kelly Slater? Kid.
Do you have one?
I still think Kelly is a great name. Kelly Slater Jr.
I think they should name the kid 12.
Ooh.
So like when he's calling the kid to come in for dinner, it just looks like he's calling for that last title that he didn't get.
Well, 11 from Stranger Things, 11. Right. He's got 11 world title. I think that's kind
12, of 12. 12, where are you?
Oh, man.
Is that gnarly?
Anyway, Kelly.
I'm sorry. That's funny.
Kelly, as a fan of this show.
That's funny.
We apologize. We got our information wrong.
That shit's,
we have no fact
that
checker.
Shit's funny. April Fools, okay?
About what part?
All of it.
All right. Well, we should start the podcast over. Okay, we're going to delete that whole first part.
Okay. What else we have? Oh, I went to a surf movie the other night.
Yes, Oscar Langbourne's movie.
Yes, I went to his movie
at Christensen's.
Chris Christensen's new shop. The shop is amazing. I got there after the movie was over.
Wow!
I had some tacos.
You're that guy.
I had some tacos from Moon Age. It was good.
You know, I had a couple people when Sunbender played on Saturday night. Like, what? Literally showed up at like 10:30. What time are you guys playing, bro? 9 we played. We played with Drug Hunt and Atomic 99, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I heard
it. Oolong Gallery.
I could hear it from my house.
Thanks for coming.
I've seen you before. I listen to Sunbender all the time.
You're actually one of the most supportive friends I have.
Period.
Yes. One of the most supportive friends I have. Zipper, featuring Chipper Wilson and Felipe Toledo, is coming to Encinitas Thursday, April 4th. La Paloma Theater. That's this Thursday. This is a Stab Premium member exclusive. So if you're not a Stab Premium member, you should be. Todd and I are.
Wait a minute. You have to be a Stab Premium member to go to the premiere?
No, I think to get like an early RSV.
Oh, got it. I won't be here.
Look, even though Stab doesn't necessarily care for me, I like them.
Do you hear that a lot? That Stab doesn't necessarily care
for you?
It's
more of a feeling that I have. I like them. I love them. I love everything they do. I would just love to
be part of it.
I mean, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Okay.
You have any other surf news?
Nope.
Do you know that I'm working on a potential surfboard model. This is not April Fool's. I'm working on a surfboard model with Dark Arts, JT, Justin Turnus. It's a board that we had this idea for. Justin made it, and it is so sick.
Do you want to tell me like what is it that makes it
so
your model?
Justin, JT from Dark Arts, the inventor, innovator of that carbon technology, is also an amazing designer, shaper as well. So he had a board, a really popular, famous board called the Dad Bod.
Mm.
Okay. Wide tail, wide nose, a little beaky on the nose, on the, you know, the top, the rocker, flat, perfect small wave board. So I said, let's take the 50% up, the nose of the Dad Bod, but use this tail that's more pulled in, like from a JT standard shortboard.
Okay.
Pulled in swallowtail. So now it's a Dad Bod on top, pulled in swallow on the bottom. And we're thinking like Rad Bod, Surf Machine. We've got a couple ideas. This is all proprietary secret information I shouldn't even be telling you guys about.
The Kunte.
Oh, yeah. You got a new sticker, huh?
That's
actually a great surfboard name.
The Kunte. These just came in.
Oh, die cut stickers die went cut off.
Diecutstickers.com. A surprise batch of Listen to Chris Kunte stickers.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
These are great.
So this is very cool. Our
What do you think that, who's the guy that comments on Beach Grit and calls you Chris Conte all the time?
There's a couple of them.
It's so good.
I believe they're from Australia. Anyway,
it's really funny.
Perfect timing, Todd. That's a perfect transition to the mid-show ad block. Diecutstickers.com, went above and beyond. Look at these amazing Sunbender stickers right here.
And if you're
here.
Using your ears, there are Sunbender stickers.
Yeah, these are Sunbender stickers. We got a whole new batch of Listen to the Monday Mass stickers.
I should probably take some of those with me to
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
I need to.
We got Bachan's Japanese barbecue sauce at Try Bachan's. What have I been using? Oh, you know what I used it on?
Today, they dropped their new miso honey barbecue sauce.
For real? April Fools. April Fools.
Anyway.
It's the best Japanese barbecue sauce on the planet. And everyone I know uses it. What about you?
Everyone I know uses it too.
They're number one.
And if you're one of those Japanese barbecue sauce ripoff brands... You can just go right off.
You can rip yourself off. Bubs Naturals at Bubs Naturals. It's the best collagen on the planet. It's unflavored. You put it in your coffee. You put it in whatever. You mix it up. Boom. You've got your collagen intake for the day. 20 grams of protein. 7 essential amino acids, meaning this is all good stuff that will help you look better and live longer. Panic and coffee and tea. Todd, I think – so if you live in Encinitas – you'll notice there's a few hats. We're like a very hat-centric town. Fish 101 most likely leads the hat game here in Southern California. Second, which I see a lot now, is Captain Kino's. Do you agree?
You've seen a lot of Captain Kino's?
Captain Kino's hats are... So this is what I'm doing. This is like...
You're going to bring it...
I don't wear many mesh hats, but this hat fits perfect. This is my new Panic and Coffee and Tea hat.
It's hard to find a good mesh baseball hat.
Hot.
I think that's a good one.
So, summer look. There you go. Panic and coffee and tea. At New Greens, Todd. At New Greens. Did you take your New Greens today yet? What time do you take it? In the morning or afternoon?
Single day. I wake
up. Is that why you look like that?
It is.
Your face is so beautiful. But I think it's what on the inside.
It took me a long time to get into the cycle of wake up. I do my scoop of New Greens. I put it in my New Greens shaker because that's the only way
and
I
shake
can do it.
Up.
And I shake it. And then I drink that before I have my coffee.
Okay.
And then I have coffee.
Okay. Does this help with your bowel movements?
Oh, it expedites.
It does, huh?
It's like Federal Express for my butthole.
I have someone who has a gift for you.
You do?
In that vein.
Are they here?
No.
Oh.
Soon.
Well, then it's a lie.
A fan of your poo stories.
Okay, keep going. I have to go to the airport in a half an hour, so we need to move this on.
Pedal Electric at pedal.electric. It's e-bike season. I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Get your pegs on there. You can bring a homie with you. Vesselshipping.com. Vessel.com. VESYL.com. At Mint Tours. Check out the tours happening now.
Mount Bachelor is coming up.
It's coming up at Mint Tours.
The 11th of April. So book it. I don't know if there's any spots left, but there might be, and it's going to be fun. And Bachan's Justin might go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a big snowboard dude. He wants to go and experience snowboarding at Mount Bachelor. If you've never been to Mount Bachelor, this is a great time to go.
Yeah, he is. All right, well, Skate News is brought to you by Opus Footwear at Opus Footwear, DIY independent footwear for your feet for skateboarding and walking around town.
Did you happen to see the I can't remember if it's a nollie? I think it was a nollie.
We got to get a guest in on this.
Okay, but it was a nollie flip to frontside grab was like waist high.
Oh,
on Instagram.
A flat ground trick.
Yeah, let's call up our guest.
All right, so Streetly just happened, and it looked like it happened like in a garage.
It was in Vegas, right?
I thought it was San Diego.
You did?
Well,
if it was in San Diego, then why didn't he call us? He's not even going to answer the phone.
We were trying to call Paul Zitzer. He's a pro vert rider, announcer.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Paul?
Hello, Paul? Obviously, he's adept at screening his calls as well.
Wow. Okay.
Paul Zitzer, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Should we call Alex?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just
need to get to the bottom of what happened. Oh, here we go.
Hi.
All right, 2019 Skater of the Year, Paul Zitzer.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing. I'm in Tampa getting ready for Tampa Pro.
Oh, my gosh. This is so great. You're on the Monday Mass. You're live, so don't say anything that will get you canceled because we cannot get you uncanceled. We can't do that.
April Fools.
April Fools. Cancel yourself. Let's go.
Okay, let's go. LFG.
Hey, Paul. Before we get into the
heavy
hitting questions, I'd like to ask you if you saw the nollie flip to frontside grab like waist high that was on the
flat ground
the other day.
Dude, I did. It blew my mind, and not just like grab, like full almost chicken wing style. It was incredible.
Yeah, wait, I like that.
And you know what? I don't even remember who did that. Who was it?
Who cares?
Yeah, we want to give him some credit. But that was rad.
It was
that was incredible.
Paul, Todd and I were watching some Street League this weekend. Can you give us a little quick hit?
Where was it?
It looked like a kind of like a
was it an old at an old folks home?
Well,
was it in the lobby of a Marriott?
All right, listen up. Street League expanded their schedule for 2024. So it's like 5 arena stops and then 3 Apex stops.
Apex.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Apex, but it's the
now
UFC
is Apex,
Apex
a grocery
in,
store
in Vegas.
Okay.
Okay.
Apex stop. So this is like a qualifier for Super Crown for SLS?
Yes, it gets points for the skaters, but not as many points as a full arena stop because it's invite only, so they're trying to keep it fair. So like this one was 8 men, 6 women, and then so they'll be on rotation. Then there's 2 more Apex stops in the same spot coming up, and they'll invite 8 and 6 different people.
I told Todd all this morning. He didn't believe me.
Dude, well, he doesn't. Nothing sinks in. He's just always like checking his gram and looking in the mirror and stuff. So you never know.
Lotion on his
face. I'm like a bowling ball. No new ideas can penetrate me.
What? Only 3 fingers.
That's why we love you. That's why we like you. I mean, that's why we tolerate you, Todd.
The only thing that can penetrate me is 3
Todd's
fingers.
Todd's nickname in high school is bowling ball because 3 fingers or less. Paul, so we do have an SLS. Sorry, that's not a good transition. We do have an SLS coming to San Diego, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. This it's April now already. So this month it's coming to San Diego. So Street League is preparing to hear from every single person that's ever been in the industry. And I'm assuming you guys only called me so you could get free tickets. Well, guess what? It's your lucky day.
Oh,
I'll get you there.
Awesome.
That's great.
Thank you. That's why we actually were calling.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
Hey, let's talk Tampa Pro though.
Yeah, is there Vert this year?
Yes.
Yes.
This is huge. First of all, it's the 30th annual Tampa Pro.
Yes.
So this is big time. Because how many more years are any of us even going to be around?
It's time for the loop again.
What? No loop ever again. but we're doing Vert. So no loop, but Vert, and we've got. Like, it looks to be like every legit vert skater in the world is signed up to skate.
Except Todd.
So,
he said legit.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So when is this and how can we watch? And why weren't we invited?
Okay, that's a good question. Here's what we're doing. On Saturday and Sunday, we're doing the standard live webcast of street qualifiers and semis and finals. That's on Skate Park of Tampa's YouTube or just at the skateparkoftampa.com main page. You can click straight to it. We are not going live with Vert because that's Thursday and Friday of this week. But what we are going to do, because everybody's going to be asking, but we're going to film the entire finals, men's and women's Vert finals. We're going to edit it to the best angles, but post the entire final so you can watch it on our YouTube. Hopefully this weekend. So the finals is Friday night. We'll probably be posting it Saturday if things go well.
Awesome.
So,
all right. Yeah. And who's going to get second? Because we know Jimmy Wilkins is going to win. Who do we think is going to get second?
I don't know if Jimmy is.
Tom Schaar.
Tom Schaar.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to make any predictions. Random vert dudes here that maybe no one's ever even heard of yet. It's like, wow, this dude could maybe win the contest. So I'm just stoked. I'm stoked. Jimmy's coming. Tom Schar's coming. Trey Wood. Reef, Clay Kreiner.
Reef's looking
all
like
these dudes are gonna be super fun to watch. I'm hyped.
Yeah, yep. Reef is gnarly.
Reef is fucking gnarly.
Reef is here. Yep.
Can't
he could win.
Thank you so much, Paul Zitzer. Look at that. We called.
Hey,
he screened us. He got his thoughts together, and then he called us back. The first.
Hey, I appreciate it, and all that mean stuff I said about Todd. That's all from the heart, and I mean it. All right.
Perfect. Thank you. I agree with you on that. Thanks, Paul. Great job at Apex SLS this weekend. Tampa Pro, tune in. We'll
don't
be
hang
there.
Up on a body jar. Oh, shit.
What? Did you just tell him not to hang up on a body jar?
Don't worry about it. Okay. What else do we have in skate news? That was cool. That's good thinking.
Paul's a real pro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I love P. Zitty.
One Paul Zitzer is almost better
than
two.
We shouldn't call him P. Zitty anymore.
Why?
Because of all the stuff.
The Zits?
No, like the P. Diddy.
Oh,
that's bad.
Did we talk P. Diddy and nerd news?
Yeah,
I know nothing about
for sure.
It.
Let's make up shit.
I was at one P. Diddy party. One party. And all of a sudden, like, I'm the next Jeffrey Epstein. It's like I was at one party, P.
You
Diddy.
Know, when we were at
that footage should be deleted.
When we were at Homesick last week.
Speaking of Jeffrey Epstein, go. What?
Wait, have we done a podcast since Homesick?
Yeah, three of them.
Oh.
We do not condone the actions of Jeffrey Epstein, by the way.
We
want to know who killed him.
When I was, I might have said this last week too.
Definitely said this last week. But go ahead.
When we were, when I was announcing, and Stan Levier, because Stan and I have this love language of just like punching each other, basically verbally punching each other, and I happened to say over the microphone, Epstein's Island.
That's actually really funny.
And he was actually having an amateur event there, but it was.
Would you like to apologize on?
I apologize. I apologize for saying that.
Yeah, that is below the belt.
Anyway, okay.
I know you got to go.
I'm
in
sorry. What
minutes.
Did you say? Where was that?
Epstein jokes are below the belt, Todd. Hey, we'll be here all day. We'll be here for 20 more minutes. So skate news. There's a huge, devastating blow to skateboarding. This is really gnarly. An amazing skater, a beloved skater, James Hardy, Bama Hardy.
Do we know what happened?
No, I guess he passed away over the weekend, and the outpouring of love and support for this incredible human and skater has just been, I mean, it's really sad. Dude's like mid-20s, late-20s, and we don't know how it happened. It's not important right now. What's important is that people are really hurt and sad, but, you know, I think when people, there's no one like James Hardy. I mean, this dude was an absolute beast on a skateboard, and there's no easy part about losing someone that young and that talented, but I think, you know, one bright spot in this is like when your favorite musical artist or, you know, like someone that has left a legacy behind is now we have a lot to look back on to celebrate the life of James Hardy.
Go out and skate a session and try to land something new.
Yeah. I mean, I would never ask anybody to go skate like him because he was so gnarly, like back lip, 20 stair, whatever. The dude was an absolute hammer, and it's really sad news, and sorry to all of his friends and family and fans. That's hard. So watch some of his footage, get hyped, go skate. I mean, that's, I think, the best thing you could do.
Perfect.
Snow news is brought to you by Mammoth Mountain. Go to Mammoth Mountain. Get yourself some pow. My kids are going there this week. So we're going to next week we'll get a pow report from Mammoth from my kids. Like we said, April 11th through the 15th is the Mint Tours trip to, where did you say?
Mount Bachelor.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's room yet. You might have blown it.
Well,
hopefully you didn't. Go to @MintTours on the gram.
Maybe you didn't.
Todd, Ken Block Day is at Woodward at Copper, Park City.
It's Woodward Park City. Copper is in Colorado. Copper is where we were for a due tour.
I got a flight to Colorado.
That would not even shock me in the
Where's
least.
Where's Copper?
Copper?
We were just there. So, where's Sassafang? That's what I buy my tickets for.
It's in Mexico.
No, this is pretty awesome. So Ken Block Day, 4-3.
Yep. We're doing this thing. It's on Wednesday during the day.
And you're going to ride.
I'm riding tomorrow and Wednesday. I can't wait. Actually,
it must be
nice. It's supposed to be really sunny.
To be Todd Richards.
But anyway, we're gonna go, and there's a bunch of, as I said previously in the podcast, if you're just joining us, I talked about this in the top of it, was that they're doing a whole bunch of different obstacles that are throwbacks to the Mountain Lab, and there's like a Mountain Lab like revisit obstacle session that's going to go down on Wednesday.
So like the missile. What were
yeah,
some
like
of the
Mountain
Lab
things?
Yeah,
there's the missile. There was like the missile was probably one of the most iconic features that was at the Mountain Lab.
Yeah.
So that's going to be there, and then there's a couple other things, a couple boxes and a couple rails that have inspiration from the Mountain Lab. We're going to have a bunch of people that were part of the Mountain Lab are going to be there, and not just like riders like myself and Eddie Wall.
I went to the Mountain Lab.
We're going to have other people that were part of the Mountain Lab
story.
So it's going to be cool, and you're going to be able to see, I don't know, there's just some funny stuff that's going to happen, and we're going to ride all that morning. It's supposed to be 50 degrees out, and then
you're going to ride shirtless, right?
I will have a shirt on.
On your head, though, like
on my head, yeah, like tied around my head.
Yeah, that's sick.
But then we're gonna go inside later on that evening, and we're gonna do a live auction, and there's gonna be some interviews with people that Ken has inspired to go on to greatness, and these are really big names, and there's
the biggest
crazy musical acts, and it's a big fucking deal. Like, this thing is gonna be really cool, and I think I've been kind of like just pushing it to the back of my head because I have a huge
role.
Chris and I are.
I'm here to support you.
Chris and I have a. We are hosting the evening's festivities, and I'm starting to get really fucking nervous. And I don't really ever get
nervous
about that stuff. I don't really have anything to wear. I'm just wearing this.
Or like a suit?
No, I'm wearing this. I don't have anything.
What should I wear? Oh, we're matching.
That's right. So yeah, there's that. And then let's talk about what happens after KB Day, which is on Wednesday. So Wednesday being the 3rd, the 4th is when the natural selection finals that we just recorded last Thursday in Los Angeles. This
Hell
is the
yeah.
finals.
Who
this
won?
Is this is I can't tell you. You got to tune in. This Almost is going to be it. On Red Bull TV. And it's going to be awesome. Myself, Mary Walsh, and Ed Lee sat down and banged it out. And I can tell you that there is some crazy shit in the terrain that they rode on that second finals day is insane. So definitely tune into that. And then...
Crazy and insane.
And then moving on to the weekend. We have two things coming up next weekend, which is if you're in Salt Lake City already for KB Day, you can stick around, and the Bombhole Cup is coming at you Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, there's a Bombhole Bank Slalom.
Should we call Chris?
Call Grandis? He won't answer, dude. He's the fucking captain screener. You can try.
Captain screener.
Anyway, but he will be hosting the Bank Slalom on Saturday, and on Sunday, it will be the Bombhole Cup Park Showdown with events such as Mandatory Cab Nines and chuck yourself onto a rail with reckless abandon.
I think that event should be called Chuck Yourself Before You Fuck Yourself.
Chuck Yourself Before You Fuck Yourself.
Explicit lyrics warning.
Anyway, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a crazy weekend, and then I'm going to need a fucking nap. And also, if you don't happen to be in Utah, you can go to Boreal, which is...
I had to have a boreal lanced.
She had your boreal lanced? Chris Roach is having a mini pipe fandango next Saturday, and that'll be going down to Boreal, and Otterstrom will be there and a whole bunch of other people. So there's a lot going on, and then we after that is the Uninvited that's happening at Woodward Park City. There's just so
you
much
giving
shit.
Me, yeah, you are giving me some great ideas for snowboarding events to watch and cheer for. And maybe drive to if I'm close to one. I think that
literally every
go.
Event that you go to is the Uninvited.
Because I'm always uninvited.
Right. Anyway.
What about, do you have any personal snow news?
Not really.
Really?
I mean, maybe. But I don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Not yet. On April 1st, dude.
Not on April 1st.
No.
So that's, I mean, look, I got to catch a flight now and... Oh, in 15 minutes.
Okay,
so,
well, let's get to some questions.
Okay, we're going to do questions. Should we go to Nerd News? Let's go to Nerd News. Nerd News, what the fuck is up with P. Diddy? What's going on? What are your theories? I mean, there's a lot of people saying that he may be having some inappropriate touching.
So there's a couple of different theories, right? There's a couple of different theories that I've heard. One of them is he's a creep and he's having these giant parties, getting everybody loaded. There's underage people there getting loaded. There's like sex escapades happening, and there's cameras everywhere. So he's capturing all this stuff.
Hold on. At what point, like, and I've asked this question before, maybe not to you, but to other people. Like, at what point, like, at what stage in wealth do you just become weird, fucking creepy and weird? Like, is there like a dollar amount?
I think it's like $1 billion.
Like $1 billion, then you're like.
Once you become a billionaire, you get weird.
Really?
Like, or maybe it's the drive so to. What does that person say? Oh, John Beter.
John Beter says Mike Tyson didn't like him touching his leg. He moved his hand, and then moved away on the couch.
Interesting. Huh. So again, from what I gather, ton of celebrities and powerful people in Hollywood at these P. Diddy parties. He's filming everything. People were doing inappropriate stuff. Look, if there's underage things happening there, lock him up forever.
Is this one of those adrenochrome parties?
Or get this.
What?
This is another. This is like a Rogan style.
Is this a black? Is this a Bermuda Triangle?
Black Mirror type of thing.
Black Mirror?
So, in fact, there's no facts here. We don't know shit. In theory, P. Diddy was doing this stuff, filming everybody. There were some elite, famous, powerful people that were filmed doing inappropriate acts with underage people, men, women, children, the whole deal. And the government got wind of it and went in to take and delete all the footage and tapes of famous people and politicians doing this underage stuff. So it was like a double cross. Again, I don't know. I like, shouldn't even be talking about
all
it.
This shit. Like it's just funny because not very long ago, I would have been like, wow, that is just some crazy ass shit. But now I'm just like, probably. Like, I'm at this point in my life, and I never thought I would reach the point where, like, people tell me shit that's just so fucking outlandish. And I'm like, probably.
Wow.
Probably could have happened.
Gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the nerdiest news we got. If, in fact, P. Diddy did these things, the P is going to now stand for prison Diddy.
Oh my God.
You can use that one on Fox News. Okay, we got a bunch of questions and comments.
Okay, let's go.
John Beter says, Whistler Blackcomb is looking for an action sports podcast sponsor. The chosen sponsor gets a custom wrapped Creekside gondola cabin. I love it. Don't tell them what that last sticker was for and who put it up there.
Someone did something and somehow we are involved.
It was something to do with explosive diarrhea. Anyway, Devin Curran, what up, Devin? Arizona Snow Report. Snow Bowl received over 100 inches in March. Come out to Arizona and play. Is Arizona an underrated snowboarding destination?
I think anything east of California, like in between here and Utah, is underrated. Like there's this, like there's Bryant Head. There's Snow Bowl in Arizona.
I've been to Bryant Head.
There's Lee Canyon. Like all these little resorts that if they get snow, come these like storm systems like we had yesterday roll in and then go east from here and it's cold. Dude, it's so fucking good there.
That's so radical.
And it's just novelty too.
Yeah, I love it. Matt Allen says, Todd, what would be the outcome if an average to below average rider like myself were forced to ride a line on a legitimate Alaskan face? Akin to Olympics sending surfers from developing surfing nations like Ukraine to Chopo?
I think that if the snow is stable, and you are given instructions on how to manage slough, which
like
is
how
like,
steep is it?
It's pretty fucking steep, dude. But it's like one of those things that's more nerve wracking when you drop in, and then once you make your first turn, it's okay. But you need to manage the snow that's coming down the face next to you. That's why you see them always on top of the spines, because the snow can fall off on either side.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's like ball bearings and it gets underneath you, and then you do an aggressive 700 tomahawks down.
Scary.
Shoot.
That's a great question. And to address the Olympics sending surfers from developing surf nations, well, you got to qualify, and it's a pretty rigorous qualification thing to get to the Olympics at Teohopo. So you're not going to see somebody who's just like starting their competitive journey in surfing sent out at 20-foot chumps.
Thank God.
Adam Etzart. What's up, Adam? Yes, Adam, I will be sending you a sticker pack. You're the best. I got you. What three skaters would you pick to combine to make one super skater? Damn. Wow. Okay. You want me to start?
Yeah.
Cardi L.
Okay.
Style.
Mm-hmm.
And aggression. Grant Taylor.
Stole my Grant
Taylor. And Jimmy Wilkins.
Wow. I'm going to go Alan Peterson.
Alan Peterson.
I
mean, maybe you put Tony Hawk in there too, just so he could do every single trick.
Alan Peterson, Chris Miller, and what's the dude with from A Wonderful Horrible Life?
PJ Ladd.
PJ Ladd.
Okay. Good picks, Todd.
That's pretty good.
Look
picks,
at you.
Right?
That was pretty good.
Alan Peterson's so fucking good.
He's so good. Oh my god.
Miss Alan
I'm
Peterson.
Glad you brought that.
Backside Ollie's like face high.
That was awesome.
What else we got? You have 4 minutes.
Let me see. Laura Stencil wants to know, what's up with Britney Spears' Instagram account?
I don't know.
Dude.
What's up with her Instagram account?
It's gnarly. She's dancing with knives and her bikini and stuff. She's just a performance artist.
It was.
You know? I think she's just a performance artist.
I mean, was meaning to ask you this, and someone kind of asked me last week after the show was over. What was your favorite, like, when you first got into skating?
Christina Aguilera.
No, what was your favorite skateboard?
Oh.
Like, of when you were little. Like, not now, but, like, the one that, like, kind of did it for you. Like a real skateboard, not like a Nash.
Oh, well, I mean, going into McGill's Skate Shop when I was 10.
Do you remember your first board?
Yeah. My first, like, full setup board from McGill's was a McGill Mini. I want to say Tracker Trucks. Probably Ratbones Wheels. Rails.
Mm-hmm. Everything, like the rail.
Everything. Tail guard. Maybe Jawbone. The McGill Skull Snake was, I mean...
Bonite?
No, not Bonite. We couldn't afford Bonite. But it was a mini. And then after that, my probably most memorable board was the Dune Sitting Baby graphic. When I was a little bit older, more of a like my own kind of concept of what I wanted. The Dune, it was yellow with the Dune Sitting Baby graphic. Said Dune.
I had a Zorlac double cut.
Ooh.
And it had the pus head... Shrunken head with the bone.
Yeah, that's
God,
a good one.
That board was so good.
Shout out Mike Crum. Mike Crum put a happy face on my son, 15-year-old son, starting driving lessons with his dad in the minivan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Big shout out Mike Crum. There's some footage of Mike Crum ripping the Tampa ramp the other day. Mike is, dude, he's got some of the best freaking style of all time.
He's just an awesome person, too. DJ says... hey, Chris and Todd, share your best wedding story, keeping in mind that some of the best stories come from complete pandemonium.
I only go to second weddings now.
Best wedding story.
I will not spend money on your first wedding.
Oh, right.
I just won't.
Okay.
It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
So okay. You should tell everyone it's your second wedding.
Right.
So that then they can commit to it. Your first wedding should just be like a live stream.
I actually ran into this my friend Chris. I DJ'd his wedding and MC'd it. And throughout the wedding, I was very professional. It was a huge Greek wedding, literally Greek, huge.
Do they do the thing where they throw the money on
in
the ground?
Palm Springs? Oh, all the stuff. But by the end of the wedding, this is back when I was drinking, and I got a little excited, and I ended up making some announcements about anal sex. Butt virginity and tonight's the night, and the father of the groom actually had to pull the microphone out of my hand. I was the hired announcer.
Big fat.
I was blacked out.
Big
it was
fat
bad.
Greek wedding.
So that was pretty funny.
Your big big puffy swollen wedding.
Yes. We got a question from Ginger Slaughter. Ginger Slaughter says, "What are common surf injuries and how to avoid them?" Common surf injuries, ankles, knees.
You know,
mostly, I think, rolled ankles, tweaked ankles from landing errors or trying moves.
Or doing surprise splits.
Surprise splits is horrible. And uncommon surf injuries happen at places like Pipeline, Chopo, you know, like big wave spots that
I don't,
only...
Dude, I swear to God, I've gotten hurt worse on like a knee-high day.
Oh, no. The only time I've ever been injured surfing is on... waist high and below.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I don't know. It's kind of like the mini ramp thing, right? You're always landing in the flats. Mm-hmm. So yeah, rolled ankles, I think, is probably the most common. How to
so
avoid
the takeaway
them?
Here stretch. is to go surf only giant waves.
Yeah, just big waves. Old Nerdy Bastard says, thoughts on younger snowboarders dictating what 40 to 50 year old snowboarders should ride like? And there's a picture
of what?
Of somebody's Instagram, and it's like, this is what older snowboarders should ride like. And it's like ride a guy like, like carving down a mountain.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because none of those people can actually hold a fucking edge properly.
Oh.
Shots fired.
Rob Reed says, what are your thoughts on Gabriel Medina interview after his loss to Cole Hausman at Bells? Did the judges get it wrong? Or is this another case of cry is free? It is another case of cry is free. And I understand that Gabriel Medina wants to be in the Final Five, wants to be a world champion. He can do it. And if he complains about it all the way, well.
You know how you spell wants?
That's WAAAHHHNT.
Stop crying.
Matt Allen says, this is for Cote. Rank yourself against fellow WSL commentators in these following areas: surfing ability, looks, amount of negative comments received.
Surfing ability, where do you rank it?
Well, I mean, it depends, right? In small waves, I rank myself near or close to the top. In waves head high and over, I'm going to go ahead and give the edge over to Pete Mel and Strider. You know, I think in a heat, let's say in Huntington Beach, if it was myself, Mitchell Salazar, Terpel, Ronnie Blakey, Kaipo, Strider.
Where are you? Where are you at?
Top two. Fuck. In like 2 to 3 foot HB, I'm going top two. Mm-hmm. In looks, again, I'm going to put myself probably in the top 10 of surf commentators, the looks department. Joe is a handsome, beautiful man. I mean, Strider is like a foxy dad, hot dad, a total dilf. Mitch Salazar, I mean, he is a teddy bear, so cute. Ronnie Blakey, come on. Ronnie Blakey's like one of those handsome dudes.
C.Grove says, Michelle Salad Bar.
Oh, okay.
You ever call him that?
No.
It's pretty good. That's probably would have been. I would have gone straight for Michelle Salad Bar.
Yeah, I'm not the best looking announcer.
Chris, it's 11 o'clock. Look at how I have to go.
Todd, I watched the. This is from Rejuta.
Okay, but
Rejuvenata.
I have to go right after this.
Todd, I watched the replay of the 2003 X Games this weekend. You really honed your announcing skills since then. Do you realize for SEA Games announcing would take you? And now watching Marco come up short on the transfer gap backside when 80 dudes a beast, early 2000s X Games was the best. I shit my pants 4 times at work today.
Well, congratulations on shitting your pants 4 times at work. I think, you know, it's always good to strive for excellence.
Got to strive for greatness.
Yeah, in 2003, that was my first announcing gig. It's because I got hurt. And they would just put me in the booth. And yeah, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was just making shit up on the fly.
Oh. All right.
All right. Well, I got to go. I'm going to the airport.
Great pod.
We'll see you guys later. Wheels up. And
welcome to the pod, Sunbum. Stoked.
Welcome to the pod, Sunbum. We'll see you guys next week. Much more.
Yo.